starving. If I don't get any human minds anytime soon, I think I'm going to have to venture out where all the humans live out of desperation. That's gonna be so risky. But if I don't have a mind to consume, then I think it very well might be the end of me. Oh. Wait. Shh. Do I hear what I think I hear? It can't be. It can't be a human walking into my cave. What kind of timing is this? It's been so long. I've been starving to consume the mind of a human once again. Or are my ears deceiving me because this is too good to be true? After COVID became a thing, I had nearly no tourists visiting me. And that has left me a very starving mind flayer. So whoever walks in here is in for a very interesting experience. Shh, there. There. Male. A human male. I'm going to be eating well tonight. Just a little closer. Closer. Don't be shy, human. Just move a little closer in range so I can grab you and... Hello there. Sorry to interrupt your tour around my cave, but I thought it would be nice for you to meet the owner. Yes, I just wanted to give you a nice, warm welcome to my abode. It's been a while since I've seen a tourist, so I'm very excited to finally have some human interaction once again. What am I? Oh, very good question. I totally forgot that I must look absolutely terrifying to you. Excuse the tentacles aside, I am a mind flayer, and we are a type of species who live in caves. But with the shock on your face, I think it's safe to say that I'm the first mind flayer you have ever come across. Well, since you know nothing about me, I guess it would be rude not to tell you a little about myself. And what I want to do with you. Shh. Don't struggle. You are secured tightly in my tentacles, so I wouldn't try anything if I were you. I know you're scared, human, but I know you're going to enjoy what I'm going to do with you. This isn't going to hurt at all. Just relax as much as you can. My tentacles will be gentle with you if you behave nicely. So what I do, human, is that I put my slimy tentacles all over your ears like this to send signals of pleasure to your brain. Also, while doing this, I can get a sense of what's going on inside of your mind. Going to be enough fuel for me to be satisfied for a very long time. Oh, No, no, I'm not going to eat you. No way. My food is actually your mind. I like to feed off thoughts, memories, trauma, you name it. And I'm so lucky that it was you that I found today. Because I've never seen anything like this before in my entire existence. I see that you're someone who worries a lot, and you seem to worry about things that haven't even happened yet. This is so bizarre. You like to play situations in your mind that most likely won't ever happen, and then that makes you anxious. Do you even get a decent night's sleep, human? All of this anxiety just squeezed into your tiny brain, not being able to silence the thoughts. Does that not drive you crazy? Why do you humans punish yourselves like this? I will just never understand why you would want to think the worst of every situation. You do know that these made-up scenarios you have created aren't going to happen. Oh my, this was meant to be a nice mealtime for me, but it's gotten me stressed from all these thoughts and feelings. It's actually really sad, human. I hope you're glad that you found me, because I'm able to take all of this away. You don't need to live like that anymore. Yes, really. I'm not lying. To make all your thoughts disappear, all you have to do is calm down and embrace my tentacle. Feel each anxious thought just dissipate one by one. I am taking it all away from you. Oh, you are now fully consumed by pleasure, and you can't do anything about it. You just have to accept it. I am freeing you from your own mind. The mind you've been trapped in with those hard thoughts for so long. All your worries, your anxieties, all going away from each touch of my tentacle. Oh, you shall be at peace for once in your life. Never again will you have to worry. Once I am finished with this process, your mind will be fully melted. You shall never have another bad thought ever again. Well, or another thought in general. And isn't that just amazing? You will at least still experience joy. And all that joy will be coming from me. Forever. I'm so full now. Thank you for feeding me, sweetheart. And in return, I shall take care of you for the rest of your existence. For being so willing for me, I will now pet you nicely for the good boy that you are. I want to show you something. I have these special squid-like things that cover my lower abdomen that will massage you. Usually they have another function, but we have plenty of time together to find out about that. For now, you deserve all the rest, and you can do that without any trouble. No thoughts, no anxieties, nothing off the soil.